SRT Miners Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
We're back, folks. I have something for you that you will probably find to be quite interesting. I have received an invitation, Rick Adams, on behalf of the Council on Foreign Relations. Would you believe this? On behalf of the CFR. I was written to make me participate in the next CFR local journalists webmar via Zoom this coming Tuesday, October 27th, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And, it's quite an invitation. The executive director of the Society for News Design will speak there in an opportunity for locally based reporters to basically educate their readers and their followers as to following the election cycle. Mrs. Shackelford will draw on her involvement in the populations of journalism and so on and so forth, and Voter Communications Task Force as part of this coalition in the center to communicate leadership and policy of the Council on Foreign Relations, news media programs and projects. And as a background, you may wish to review the task force's report. And, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, Ann Robbins, who is apparently one of the adjunct senior fellows of the CFR, and former deputy editorial page editor of the New York Times, surprise, surprise, will be hosting the webmar on Zoom. Now, you want me to participate in this CFR local journalists initiative, and I don't know what you think. But ladies and gentlemen, this is quite an honor. Rick Adams to be asked to join in this conference, this webmar. I don't know what you think. You may have some opinion. You know, I have a good friend who I knew in my college years when I was becoming politically aware and politically very conservative, that actually was invited to join the CFR and did. Didn't last that long, though. He got out. Now, a lot of people are asked to join the CFR, and they're not all conspiracy people, obviously, and they're not all people of ill intent, obviously. And it's done to try to give legitimacy and to create the impression that the council is made up of diverse people, of diverse interests, and all kinds of individuals from all walks of life and political persuasions to try to bring about greater understanding. And what is that all about? Greater understanding. It's all about building the one world-based system, you see. It's all about international cooperation, better relations, and so forth, with despots and dictatorships. And remember the Reese Report in Congress and what it was all about when the Ford Foundation head said that we want to merge the United States in a one-world system, but first we have to reduce the standard of living in the United States, which they've done, haven't they? And increase the cost of living and make it merge, politically converge economically with all the nations of the world who are developing. And that's what they've done. They created this grid, this convergency grid. And so my friend, whose name is Lawrence W. Reed, he was president of the Mackinac Center the center in Michigan, and also taught there as a professor. I spoke there. I was lecturing his students going way back in the late 70s, early 80s, actually, the 80s. And I spoke to his students, and pretty good students, the Mackinac Center and for Public Policy. They helped elect Governor Engler, who was Governor Engler was a German Native American of Michigan, who was actually quite conservative, quite a good governor. And they were involved in political matters, economic mainly, but now he's with FEE, Foundation for Economic Education. Well, anyway, he joined and then left the Council on Foreign Relations after a few years. It was a nice stint, but again, it didn't accomplish anything. It just gave that appearance of a robust debate, as they say, and scholars from different walks of life. So, having said that, I want to get your opinion on some of the things we've talked about so far. 800-313-9443. I think we have Chance in West Virginia first. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, Rick, my friend. How are you? Rick, you know, I really appreciate how you tie the scriptures into what is happening today. I wish more hosts would do that, because we are living the scriptures right to a T. I also appreciate you mentioned the Belgian Congo crisis. That seems to have gone down the memory hole with many people. And isn't it amazing how Patrice Lumumba and Dag Hammarskjöld were both killed? See, Lumumba, he resisted foreign intervention. He stood up to the outsiders. And this CIA thing that they did in the Belgian Congo, and then what happened eventually, I think it was Joseph Mobutu who took over in Belgian Congo, and it went all to hell. Isn't that correct?
Mobutu, yeah. Sesu Mobutu, I believe, was the butcher there in the Congo, yeah, which, it broke up and then became part of these other countries. And when the imperial powers and the colonial powers left, you saw what happened in Angola, what happened in Zimbabwe,
Rhodesia,
and so on.
Rhodesia,
yeah, Rhodesia,
everywhere.
Zimbabwe, that's right.
Zimbabwe, everywhere, South Africa, everywhere the CIA sticks their filthy nose in, these are the things that happened. Mm. And, you know, you'd think Americans would know their history a little better or research these things, because it all ties into what's going on to this very day. Things haven't changed. I mean, through that Belgian Congo crisis, look, Patrice Lumumba, they eliminated Dag Hammarskjöld, and eventually they eliminated Kennedy. And that's how these people operate. And to think that they haven't changed their tactics to this very day is foolish. It still goes on. And you think there would be more outrage. Rick, like I said, I really appreciate you tying the scriptures into what's going on today. I wish more hosts would do that too, because
I only do it because I think I have to do it, and this is what gives me utterance and gives me the kind of peace God has given me, and the kind of understanding, and also taking care of my own needs, my economic needs, and so forth to survive. And he really is faithful when we're faithful. If we are going to be faithful to him, he will he'll never let us go without, and he'll protect us to the very end. And that's the important point, is he is able to do for us what he's done for the prophets and some of the kings and some of the high priests and those that stood by him. And those that didn't, well, they all went to the way of the dirt, you know, right into the ground. But you're right, Dag Hammarskjöld, and then we saw U Thant at the United Nations, but the Kennedy administration, all of that information as to what happened was taken down in that plane crash that was coming from the Belgium Congo here to the United States, to New York, you know, so...
They sabotaged that. Yeah, they sabotaged that plan from the very beginning, and it happens time and time again. And, Rick, God bless you, my friend, and you keep up the good work. Now, I pray for you and I really appreciate your program. Now, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Chance. I appreciate all of your thoughts, and God bless you, too. Dan in Washington is up next. Hello, Dan. You're on the program.
Hey, thanks for taking the call,
yes, Rick.
I'm glad you talked about Reagan in a critical way. But before that, I had a comment about Reagan, but, you know, I've just been thinking about this kind of synagogue of Satan, the power behind America. And it's like Chelsea Clinton, I think, is married to a Jewish guy. I think Bo Biden, I think his wife is Jewish. I think Kamala Harris is...
You meant to say Chelsea Hubble, I think, right?
Oh, okay, maybe. Yeah,
Webb Hubble's daughter. Accurate. Yeah, that's not Clinton's daughter. And I think that we've talked about that many years ago on this program. But if you look at the pictures of the two, you don't see Clinton. You see Webb Hubble in her face, you know, Chelsea.
Oh.
It's amazing. Go ahead.
Well, Kamala Harris's husband is a hardcore Zionist Jew. And so, as far as I can tell, the only reason she's even being considered for president. And Trump's daughter, you know, Jared Kushner, is pretty much running Trump's administration. So these people are all, they're all of the U.S. political class. They're like flies on a big turd, basically. And that turd is global Zionist faking Rothschild synagogue of Satan. But that's like the unpowered,
you can
unseen
see that
power.
So beautifully. It's amazing how most of our listeners, I think, have the savvy, the understanding to understand what is going on, how these candidates, these presidents, vice presidents, and so forth, they wouldn't get to first base unless they kissed butt, the right butt,
yeah,
in Jerusalem. And that's why they're given credibility by the media.
I just had that vision in my head. If it was all a big turd, our politicians are just like flies on a turd, and, you know, the football field, you know, just sitting there. They just fly. It's just, you only see the flies. You don't always see the turd, I guess. But anyway, so I couldn't bring myself to vote this time. It is kind of an important election. I think Trump's going to win as far as maybe the Supreme Court. But he's been a very big disappointment to me. And if you look at what happened in Ukraine, where they kind of used the white nationalist movement to overthrow the government in Ukraine, and then what happens is they kill all those leaders, and then they put a couple Jewish guys in charge. So I see kind of like Trump did the same thing with our group, or with a lot of your listeners or people that really push for him. And I'm not going to fall for it. I look at him just like the Ukrainian government at this point. Reagan, Stat Miller did a good expose, or he read Whitney Webb's article about Maxwell, the Mossad, and the Epstein case.
Yeah.
And all these mobsters in Reagan. And so I hope maybe when Rush Limbaugh passes, I don't hate the guy, but I hope this whole conservative movement just kind of gets a little smarter, or just get rid of the whole concept of conservative, because this Reagan basically financialized the entire economy. He passed the first amnesty, the Iran-Contra scandal, the cocaine dealing. So I think the conservative movement is about letting corporations just take everything over and monopolizing everything, and then that way it can be communized easier. You know, if everything is a big Amazon, then it's just one more step to, so I'm glad you were critical of Reagan, and I don't see anything good about these Republicans.
Well, anybody who becomes president, okay, Dan, and lives through his term in office, is control. If they don't live, or something happens, or they meet with a fate, then you know somewhere along the line they broke ranks and they disappointed. Now, Reagan certainly wasn't killed, but he was sidetracked, and Watergate was definitely a CIA job. There's no question about it, with the Washington Post. And we see what replaced him, CFR Bilderberger Ford. And then he brought in Nelson Rockefeller. They thought they were going to pull it off. And the time was not yet. They couldn't pull off a total coup. But this is the Rockefeller-Rothschild cabal that runs America through these front organizations. That's why they want me to join them now. They would like to entice me to be a member, I'm sure, eventually. I don't think I'm going to participate, though.
Hey, if you don't have anything important to do that day, it might be a fun meeting. You can go kind of undercover and infiltrate, you know?
Well, I think I may be predisposed to doing something. Well, we'll see, though. Who knows? It may be fun. All right. Thank you, Dan, for your call.
Thank you.
But to amplify on Dan's call, he's talking about, Trump's daughter. And I just read today from the JTA, you know, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. This is amazing, folks. Ivanka Trump emerges from the tomb, not of Rachel, but of Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the Rebbe from Queens, New York, as you remember. And this is on October 22nd, 2020. Ivanka Trump visited the tomb of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, as you remember, in this election, as the election approaches, and this could be just another gesture to the American Jewry, who apparently 70% of them oppose Trump anyway, to buy even more votes. But you're right. You're very right that what's happening always comes down to Jerusalem. All roads lead to Jerusalem, my friend. That's why the Lord said, watch world events. When I come, watch these events worldwide and watch Jerusalem. That will be the epicenter of all end time prophecy. Now, wouldn't you know it, this alleged plot by this young man to kill off Biden and all of this, I knew it smelled like a skunk. Sure enough, it did. This teen, this comes right from the TOI, the Times of Israel. The teen accused of the plot to kill Biden, guess what, is the son of the late Oscar Schindler for Tibetans. He is the son of a Jewish gentleman. It just so happens. Now, out of 300 and what, 70, 80, 60 million people, it comes down to a Jewish guy. This is amazing. Folks, this is absolutely too good to be true. Alexander Treisman, arrested for alleged murder schemes, child porn. His father was a prominent Jewish activist for the Tibetans who worked with the Dalai Lama. Folks, it's too surreal not to be true. Now, this, if you read the story, of course, from the Times of Israel today, you'll find much more about it. But what I'm saying is that every single event, every single major event in the world always comes down to these sons of Cain, the Cainites. Comes down to Jerusalem. It comes down to all roads leading to Jerusalem. Nothing, absolutely nothing happens without it coming down to those basic epicenters. And that's why, what was his name? Roosevelt, I think, even said it. Nothing happens in politics by accident. Nothing happens in politics by accident. If it happens, you can be sure it was planned that way. That's what he said. Speaking of accidents and not accidents and politics and corruption and everything else, it's time for me to bring up Art in Philly now. He's on the program with us. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Hello, RBN. Great presentation you had there earlier. Good.
What's that? And did you hear the clips?
Yes, I heard some of the clips. The one especially about your concern about what's happening with Russia. Looks like we have a break.
Yes, that's very important news. All right, break time. I'm glad I got you on before the break. Say hello, ladies and gentlemen, Art from Philly, and you can join us at 800-313-9393. 9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
And we're back again. And we're with Art from Philly. And Art, you just brought up what I had brought up earlier. Go ahead. Let's hear your take on what I just reported.
All right. What I saw, I also looked at Stars and Stripes. According to what they're reporting, this is a typical Russian exercise for testing our air defense systems over Alaska. The real concern is two things. One is we're building up with NATO a massive military encircling Russia in Eastern Europe. Okay, mm-hmm. And for instance, mm-hmm. we flew yeah. B-52s into, you know, the Black Sea, and they sent like their Su-27 jets after it. So that's a major concern there as far as stability, because when they tore down that Berlin Wall, they basically the U.S. promised Russia they would not basically move our military beyond that point, and we've basically lied to them. We have. All right. The next big thing is the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, the SALT, is about to expire. I think it's less than 6 months at this point, or close to 6 months, and we don't have a negotiated treaty yet. And that's going to expire, mm-hmm. you know, and if that doesn't happen, then both sides are going to renew the Cold War, okay, an arms race again. which will certainly benefit the arms manufacturers, but the rest of humanity is not going to benefit mm-hmm. from that too much. So those are the two big things I see. And I think that arms negotiation treaty is far more important in what they're doing there. And I don't hear anybody in Congress saying, hell, you know, anything about that. So that's a major concern.
You know what? That the least thing they're concerned about, it's all politics at home, local yokel politics, staying in office and continuing this circus. That's all it's all about. They could care less. They don't even know about anything going on overseas. You know, when James Bamford released his first book on the body of secrets, the story of the National Security Agency, NSA, you remember what he said? The key point that he made in that book is that Congress didn't even know in the 1980s that it had existed. They weren't even aware, they claimed. So they claimed that the Secret Intelligence Agency, the new one on the block, even existed. So if that's the case, then Congress admits that it has no control over anything. They control us and the Congress, and that's what was said in the book on the Mossad, the unmasking of the Mossad officer, you remember, by way of deception, and right. The author of that book, Viktor Ostrovsky, you remember yes. what he said? You know, basically, he said, we rule by deception and by what? By lies. And he said, right. that was what I did for the Mossad, and that's right. what they do now.
Right. By you know? Disinformation, we shall wage war. And that's why I'm right. here on the line with you, is by information we shall wage war. And with respect
right.
to...
exactly.
right. Right. So just from a practical point of view, you know, you can see the new ICBMs that they're building in North Korea.
Yeah.
The most vulnerable city in America, believe it or not, is Chicago. For instance, if you see airlines mm-hmm. who want to travel to Seoul, Korea, they basically fly to Chicago, and then they go over the North Pole to get to Seoul. So just, you know, if there's a real concern about, you know, a city being lost, that would be the first one in America to go, most likely. So I don't see a lot of activity or hear of a lot of activity to defend the city or, you know, come up with an evacuation plan. So I don't see anything imminent, but I do
well,
see...
Well, the former mayor, Emmanuel, said he has a bunker anyway to protect him.
Right, right. Never let a good crisis.
I'm jousting.
Right.
Yeah.
Never let a good crisis go unused. So,
right.
I was going to comment.
Well, anyway, can I get back to what you were saying? You know, you're raising good points about NATO and about the ICBMs and the SALT talks and all of this that happened under Reagan, the big so-called SDI initiative that never really came to fruition. All of this talk, the arms race. You know, how can you have a race with an opponent that you finance? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. That's what we were doing. We were financing through Ex-Im Bank, you know, Export-Import Bank of America, and all these agencies, the international lending agencies of the World Bank and so forth, were financing the Soviet building, like the Kama River Truck Factory, going back to the 70s. That was built with American taxpayers' money so Russia could walk into Afghanistan. And we know what happened, the arming of the Taliban and all of this, you know, Osama bin Laden. It's so thick, it's so convoluted that people should never take anything they see in the traditional papers and believe any of it because it's all propaganda. But like we're reading about this altercation art that took place, apparently the F-22 Raptor, the sloop fighter jets, scrambled, that's the U.S. jets, last Monday, to intercept the Russian long-range bombers and fighters flying around off the Alaska coast. And as you said, this has happened before, some 14 times now this year. And what I was just pointing out is this, coupled with what you're saying and what NATO is doing and so forth, there is a provocation here. Somebody is provocating to have a war against America, and it's going to be blowback. World War II. What we did, we armed the Soviet Union, and they were armed with our weapons so they could conquer these nations. Amazing. People don't know history at all. Come right back. Art in Philly, have a question for him or for me, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams on...
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Myriad of things right now, and we're going to take another call in just a moment. You may join in, 800-313-9443, but we'll come right to your calls. But we're just Art and I are exploring these altercations that are leading up to something. I alluded, Art, to the fact that all through the big Reagan era, Make America Strong Again, Carter weakened us, we're going to stand up to the Russian bear and all of this. And then they gave us detente, you know? And they gave us this new era of peace and freedom. Gee, that happened all of a sudden. When Richard Nixon opened the door to recognizing communist China, that was recognizing the regime that we betrayed the Chinese to, that government in 1949 with Mao Zedong, and slaughtered up to 70 million of its own victims in the most horrendous way. It was like slapping them all in the face. And only Henry Kissinger could get away with it. And then the betrayal of Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, to the slaughterous, butcherous Khmer Rouge and the communist takeover. And for that, he was a peacemaker. Peace, 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 you see? And this is an outrage. So only under this guy, Trump, it seems, can the Adelson president do what previous presidents were not able to pull off. Timely indeed, biblically. But, you know, it goes to show you that when Trump speaks or any politician speaks, look behind them, look above them to see who's pulling the strings are. That's my opinion.
I agree with you, definitely. And that's also, like you said, it's neither one of them is that great for the country. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say that Biden's going to be much worse than Trump as far as what he's going to do for the American economy. But that's not the big picture there. As you pointed out, the big picture is, you know, what are we doing to actually improve, you know, world peace? And what are we doing to improve the, you know, conditions for not only America, but through the rest of the world? Okay. What I do like about what Trump says is he's dealing with his address issues with respect to immigration. Now, one of the things I do want to say, when you mention Nixon, Nixon rose to power through basically Max Fisher and Walter Annenberg basically controlling his entire cabinet, and they were the ones who helped pick out Kissinger. Okay, if you look at the way Obama rose to power, again, through No Child Left Behind, it was through the Annenberg crime syndicate, you know, going way back to Moses and the race wire for the mafia running the National Crime Syndicate. And those guys are now the ones who basically, even Trump said during the debate last time, that, you know, Biden was getting $70 million from the University of Pennsylvania. Who got this money from China? Okay, so you can see how the Jewish community, going back to Kissinger, okay, opening it up, and look who got most of the business with the companies over there. It wasn't the general American people. It was the, you know, a lot of people in the Jewish community from, you know, retail, like shoes, all the way up and down the line there. It wasn't, you know, the American people didn't really benefit from the Chinese trade. What it did benefit...
No, quite the contrary. Actually, it's to our detriment, because we're stuck with all this substandard junk, all of this poison, all these materials, and they're making the profit, the wind profit to the middle, you know, the middleman profit. So it was like it was with Japanese products after World War II. Again, American manufacturers, American people suffer, and they make the profits. They make the big takeaways, you see?
Right. And it was American politicians, right, you know, like the Feinsteins, like the Pelosis, like the Bidens, and many others, who basically have outsourced American industry over to Asia, in particular to China. But let's not forget India is another one there, you know, that we're outsourcing our business to and outsourcing our country to. And they actually used the H-1B visa program to open up back in 98, using Newt Gingrich's last tripwire, to basically flood this country with the uncontrolled immigration we have now. Look who got the benefits. Look at Facebook. Look at Amazon. Look on down the line there. Microsoft, you know, Oracle, Google. They're all hiring Indian labor. They're not hiring Americans. So why are we letting these high-tech companies disinvest in America and get rich off of us? That's why you have 40 billionaires in America, and that's why you have over 160 million people living in poverty. Right.
That's right. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. And by the way, if you want to call us, you can also access yourselves to this number, 512 area code right in Texas, 512-248-8252. That's 512 area code, 248-8252. Takes a little pressure off the toll-free number. So give us a call. We're going to go to George now in Georgia, I believe. Hello, George. You're on the program.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I can hear you.
I listen every week. I listen every week, but didn't have a chance to listen to today. I hope this is... not off the subject, you know, but I know you have a thought about this. What do you think about all the evangelical Christians who are criticizing other Christians who vote for Trump?
Well, I mean, I can certainly, I can share some of that grief, but at the same time, who are they going to vote for? If they're voting, participating either way, aren't they being shortchanged? Do Christians think that if they're electing a politician to be their king, their governor, that they're going to have somehow get the blessings of God if they go out and vote for either one of them? What do you think? What's your response to that?
I think we hardly ever have a choice. And I just, I see it all over Facebook and whatnot, but my answer all the time is vote for policies, not for personalities. And to me, that's our only choice. We're not voting for our head Sunday school teacher. Trump is not the model Christian, but he's like Art just said, he's certainly the best of what we have to choose from.
Well, the end result is going to be more of the same, no matter who is in the White House. It's those who pull the strings behind them that are the ones who are in control. Would you agree with that, George?
I do. I believe in shadow government. You can see how deep the deep state is, and it's not just in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. It's international.
Yes.
I'm just hoping that Trump can hold him off another little bit for 4 years, but it's almost impossible. Someone asked me the other day, if Biden gets elected, who's going to run the government? And I said, it's just like it is now. It's the deep state. So it can be discouraging. I think Trump's been the only bright light we've seen in a while. Brighter light. Maybe.
I understand that. I get you. All right, thank you. Any response, Art, to what George has just said?
Well, I think I need to look at Project Straightgate to see how Christian Zionism has been overrun by, Zionist communist agenda in this country. And it informs some of these people who basically think that, either one, they need to be informed on both sides, because there's big issues with both sides here. But like you said, policy is what you would vote for in Trump's policies. For the American people, seem to be an improvement, but there's still a lot of drawbacks, as you said, with what they're doing, being controlling by Adelson and those guys.
I absolutely agree that.
Thank you,
that global. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thanks for your call. Just so happens, another article by one of the web bloggers in the Times of Israel is. Israel pays a high price for Christian Zionist support. Ironically, both of you, and Art in particular, and basically they're saying, well, we certainly do appreciate the fact that the Christians, the interfaith initiatives we have, are beneficial in many ways, to us in Zionism. But at the same time, we have all of these caveats. We Jews need those of other faiths to stand with us when necessary, as we should stand with them when they need it. But missionaries? No way. No way. We don't want any missionaries to us. No, and they probably are right about that, by the way. We're not convertible. We don't want to convert to the truth. So we lose when we form alliances with the Christian Zionists. So see, here they are bemoaning the fact that they say it's a no-no, lose-lose for them when they align themselves with fundamental Christians, Art, right? And at the same time, the Christians are saying it doesn't matter because they're God's chosen people no matter what they do, and they'll all be redeemed. So, folks, that's what counts. That's why we need that alliance. Doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they say about the destruction of the morals in the country and how they're behind the eradication of the Ten Commandments, which they say they adhere to, and all of these, the absolutes of Christ and Christianity. But they're God's chosen people in the Middle East, and we have to do whatever it is that's in their best interest. Well, I as a Christian, obviously dissent from all of that. It is what the Bible has warned against, not having an unequal yoke with those unbelievers and those who are actually not just unbelievers, but they're antagonistic. They're antichrist. So what concord hath Christ with Belial?
That's what
I said.
This is an example. I was attending a Universal Christ of Church meeting. and I was against gay marriage. So one of the churchgoers there says, well, I'm part of the, I work for the Israeli Defense Forces, and I don't adhere to your beliefs. Okay, so it's like, how more in their face can you get it? Also had in what they call Willow Grove, Upper Moreland, southeastern Pennsylvania, they used to have a ex-Mossad officer as the principal of the school. Okay, so it's pretty much raw in the face in southeastern Pennsylvania, being overrun by these, not what you call Zionists, but literally members of these Israeli defense forces over here, invading our churches, yes, invading our schools.
No question about it. Well, we have in Providence now, you know, the city of God, we have all kinds of violence, all kinds of problems with mopeds and police brutality claims, and some of them may very well be true. But what we have now is a cauldron of what's going on in the country, in the major cities, to try to stir up a civil war again, black against white, white against black, you know, that type of thing, rich against poor. And it's being done with their participation. We cannot overlook the fact that Soros is one of them, Mr. Schwartz, and a whole host of others are involved in this financing of these groups that they recruit through various organizations like Craigslist online and so forth, and they hire them, and they pay them for these activities. That we can establish. We know that. Is that now, the police, on the other hand, here in my state, I know there are a number of former IDF people, government Israelis, that have come and have advised advised our local police. You know what that means? Advised and supported, even are part of the local police departments that are becoming more violent in many ways. They are provocateurs. They're agents within.
Right? The fifth column. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. I see it. I'm glad you see it, too. I hope the RBN people see it, too. This fifth column is getting stronger, you know, over time in America. And we need to basically...
Fifth column, yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's exactly what it is. Look at Friends of Israeli Defense Forces, okay? Look at their New York chapter. Who was one of the major holders of the members of the New York chapter? The Silverstein Group. You know, the same guys own World Trade Center 7. Okay? What a coincidence that... you know, with the guy who runs it, you know, World Trade Center 7, as we have 9/11, also is a ardent member of all the leaders of Israel, and also a major membership in the Friends of Israeli Defense Forces. Okay, that should basically show people that this country is not a friend of ours. It's actually looking at us as, you know, a way they're trying to take us over and turn us into a communist nation. Why? Because they get rich. That's why. It's real simple. And we can even see an RBN which you just showed about in Canada there, that they're starting to, you know, set up, you know, in effect, camps to lock up people. Now, I confronted the Anti-Defamation League down here in this area, and they said that as soon as we get control, you registered on the national database for the Anti-Defamation League, and you're going to be one of the first ones to go into camps. So it's pretty much in my face. I know exactly what the hell's going on. That's how I see it.
Right. Yes, you do. Art, by the way, for the new time listeners, hosts the website noplaceforcorruption.com, and he is a bevy of documents on his website that deal with what we call the Cosa Nostra in this world. As I said before, no American president, no politician of any stature is going to get to highest office unless they are kosher approved. And this guy, I mean, Biden... As I say, you talk about the days of Spiro Agnew. I mean, they pale in comparison to the Baltimore mob under this guy, Biden. He to me, is the personification of corruption, Art. Right. He's the personification of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he basically used to take the Amtrak train back and forth to Washington with Arlen Specter, okay, for years. He's the guy who basically came up with the... protection from abuse laws, which is a major reason why children are basically raised in fatherless homes across this nation. He's a guy who passed the laws there to basically lock up half the black population in this nation. So, you know, you want to vote for a guy who's ripped the black community apart, is ripping apart the American, rest of the American families, is will sell us out to the communists just to make a buck. You know, he's your man. You know, if you want to find a politician who's good, he's the guy that stays bought. He's your guy. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of the black groups, the Black Silent Majority Committee, some of these other blacks for Trump and so forth, Hispanics for Trump, he's the right man for the right time. He came along when people have been torn apart by the Obama administration, all that it represented, you know, the destruction of the family, the, you know, the constant baby making and all of the welfareism and so forth, and now they're paying for it. And many of these who are legal immigrants are paying for it, and they don't like it, and Trump spouts the rhetoric, he says the right thing, so guess what? They're for Trump, many of them, and they're showing those numbers growing now within the Hispanic and Chicano community. But it sounds like Reagan over Carter. It's almost exactly the same mantra. And we'll come right back with Art, and if you have another quick call, we'll get you in just a moment. We'll be right back on the other side. Rick Adams.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Rick Adams is back.
Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Go back to the phone in a moment. Just another word, Art. You know, I'm sure you probably heard about the Illinois restaurants, bars remaining open, many of them to defy the governor's closure, Mr. Pritzker's orders. Some of the restaurants and bars in Illinois are promising to stay open despite threats from the governor of Illinois to shut them down that don't follow his guidelines and closure orders. So there is quite a rebellion now going on in the land, and they're basically pointing to the fact that there is no statistical hard evidence that wearing the mask, washing their hands 20 times a minute, or anything else is going to save lives. As they like to say, saving lives. And I'd like to see whose lives they've saved. What they've done is cost lives, and they've ignored all of the evidence that we've shown is effective in fighting and destroying the COVID, 19 or whatever, 95, whatever they call it, virus. You know, it changes every day, but it's destroyable. We've proven that. Dr. K right. has done wonderful work in that regard. They don't want right. that. They don't want that shutdown. You know, it's about control. Speaking right. Of alternative medicine, we have Tom in Utah now on the line. Hello, Tom.
Alternative medicine. Alternative medicine. Interesting. How about the real medicine?
Well, that's
anyway,
true. The only medicine.
Yeah, the medicine that comes back to us through the ages. We just simply look at it and conform to it. You know, I just want to ask a simple question. We have all this political theater going on, and it is theater. It's entertainment. Keeps yeah. us diverted. What is the ultimate goal of the elitists of the world? One word.
Control.
Genocide.
Oh, that's right.
Genocide is
part of their control. Population diminution, sure.
And why is that? Because they think that the earth is supposed to belong to them. It's not that they think it, but they right. know that they have to act in that rule of the jungle. You know, the survival of the fittest or the survivalist of the most witty. And what mm-hmm. tool are they using? You know, if they use nitrates or nukes, what does that leave? That leaves poisoning of the earth. They don't want to poison their earth. So now they've come to the point where they're going to use ignorance as the primary method of extermination. And the sad thing is we fall into their trap. When I say we, I'm talking about population in general. And they're nursing us along, making us believe this agent is in the wind or on a surface. They don't want you to know that it is in your behavior as you defile your temple at the altars of Baal.
Right,
and like
exactly so.
Jezebel and the priests have convinced us that we need to defile our temple. The most important temple of God is your temple. And if you defile that temple, it is destroyed. And they don't have to fire a bullet. They don't have to pull the pin on a bomb. They don't have to pull the pin on a nuke. We've self-destructed, and we have left only a biological, that is a recyclable mass upon the earth, not something that's toxic with ammonia and nitrate and radiation. So rather than going after us with guns, they're going to go after us with ignorance. And we are so easily suckered, it makes me sad. We have failed to respect the very program under which we were created in the first place. And we've gone like Isaiah warns, we are found under that tree, trying to sanctify ourselves, consuming swine's flesh, the abomination of the mouse. By the way, what's really curious is that word abomination. It shows up also in the book of Revelation. The abomination is the material in which they're going to fill the vials sent out through the seven angels across the earth to destroy life, right? What is in that vial? It is the blood and fat, the same materials that end up on the altars of Baal, and the same material we have been using in our ignorance, in our brainwashing, to defile our temples. That's the program. The playbook is the book of Revelation, isn't it?
Well, that's the end right there. That Daniel and also, as you say, you know, in the New Testament, Matthew talks about the abomination, you know, the abomination of desolation and the desolator. And he's coming, too, with his temple. So he wants to give us a free ride if we're willing to bow the knee and to bend the elbow for him, kiss the ring, Tom. Now, you're right, and that's right. The solution lies within each of us in our relationship to the Creator.
I think the answer, the cure, is in the book of Matthew.